it's basically popular music from a violence perspective. So it's just like all kinds of music from pop to hip hop to rock, influenced by, you know, everyone that everyone likes, whether it's the Beatles or whether it's Biggie or Jay-Z or Beyonce. But at the same time, it blends like lush classical sounds with it. So it's really about combining two genres together that you don't even think should fit, but it really makes for a unique experience. Very high energy. We have a drummer on stage, a DJ, and Black Violin is a violinist and a violist. And so it's four of us on stage. And it's just so violin, viola, drums, DJ. It's just like a crazy mix, but it's just fun and different. And it's definitely got an energy that you've never heard before.
And so you're the violinist, right?
I am the violinist, yes.
And when did you get started playing violin? What appealed to you?
I started playing the violin when I was in fifth grade. My mother made me do it, so I guess that's how it started. But what appealed to me was just that I felt like I could, you know, have a different voice, you know, almost or communicate in a different way than just speaking or writing. And it just was very liberating when, you know, every time I got better and better at it and I was able to do more with it and use it as a voice. And so that was my first thing. The other thing that attracted me to it is that, you know, I'm a black guy, kind of heavy set, 265 pounds, 6'2". And when people see me play the violin or see my partner Will play it, it just seems like, wow, that doesn't even seem like something you would have expected. So I really like started to just, you know, get used to or relish in the idea of doing something that people don't expect. So we took the violin, and we're classically trained. We have degrees in it and everything. But we took it, and we're trying to take it and do something more with it that people just aren't expecting with it. We want to break stereotypes and just kind of blend music together in a way that allows maybe like a young guy that listens to hip-hop and an older person that listens to classical music to be able to come and enjoy the same concert in different ways and have a conversation about it and bridge a gap, so to speak, after the concert. So that's sort of the idea with it.
And so do you have any examples, maybe a time or two, where you really felt like those stereotypes were getting broken down?
You know, there's a lot of times where we're, you know, there's been moments where I remember I was in the elevator at a hotel, and I'm going down the elevator. I have my violin in my hand, and like, and it's just a case. And this white woman says to me, she says, "Oh, well, what do you have in there?" You know, and I said, "Guess." And she was like, "Oh, a saxophone. You know, maybe you have a trombone." And I was like, "Oh no, it's actually a violin." And she was like, and she said, "Well, you don't play classical violin, do you?" Like she said it just kind of, you know, innocently, but that's how she said it. And I was like, "Well, actually, I do. I have a hybrid of it. What are you guys doing right now?" And she was like, "Nothing." I gave her tickets to the show. And afterwards, she's like, she came to me and she was like, "Man, I just would never have expected that you guys play violin in that way. And you really changed my perception of what is possible." And like, that is the whole goal of what we do. It's not just to have a good time and, you know, because you will, because we know what we're doing and we perform a lot and we, you know, we have a really high energy and a great musical sound. But at the same time, it's also about, it's a show that's supposed to make you think and it's supposed to inspire you as well. So that's sort of what we do, is try to like use the breaking down of stereotypes to inspire people and then also to educate them and entertain them all at the same time, so that when you leave, it's not just, "Oh, I had such a good time." It's like, "I had such a good time and I learned something that made me think about things in a different way."
Are you able to comment at all on how things are today? Obviously, the new record is, as we've been talking about, aimed at breaking down stereotypes. With the political climate the way it is right now, has that become more important to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm an artist, and so is Will. We're artists that believe that when you have a talent, you gain a platform, and you should use that platform to, you know, further what you think would be great for the world. So for us, you know, we necessarily aren't going to talk about, you know, Republican or Democrat, but we definitely, you know, touch on social issues and just inequality or just justice, or, you know, just making sure that everyone has a fair shot at everything. Because just like us, I mean, you know, we're just not the guys that you would expect to play violin, but we were put in a situation, we had that opportunity to learn how to do it. And, you know, and we were able to bring our culture into something that's been here for hundreds of years and do something different with it. We're all about making sure that people get that opportunity and can always take the great from our country and add their twist to it. And then, you know, and now we're innovating even more. So, you know, that's a big message that we have, is just unifying, you know, thinking outside the box, being yourself and being genuine and always trying to do something that no one else has ever done.
So we want to give our listeners a taste of what they'll be hearing at their performance. There's a song you have called Stereotypes. Tell us more about it.
Well, Stereotypes is the title song off of our current album. And it's a song that we wrote, you know, just to talk about stereotypes and breaking them down and just, you know, using that as fuel, the fact that because you're a girl, you're not supposed to fill in the blank. Because you're a guy, you're not supposed to. Because you're older, you're not. Because you're black or white, you're not supposed to be able to do something. We want to break down those barriers. And this song, Stereotypes, is a great song to really, like, bring all of that together.
Stereotype.
An often unfair and untrue belief that many people have about all
people or things with a particular characteristic are the same.
Stereotype. An unfair and untrue belief that
many people have about other people or things.
Stereotype. A standardized mental picture that is held in.
Pueden predecir el comportamiento de una persona basada en su raza o nivel social. Estereotipo.
Stereotype. Just because I'm 6'2", 260 pounds doesn't mean you're supposed to be afraid of me. I feel like when I walk into an elevator and there's like four or five, you know, different other people in there, they're thinking, let's see what this guy's gonna do. Let me like double check. Maybe they're not afraid, but they're on notice. In a way, it's like, you know, where in one sense I wish that it didn't exist and I wish that I didn't sense, you know, that they were threatened just by my presence without even knowing who I am. Although I wish that it didn't exist, I'm kind of glad for it because now it gives me like a goal or gives me something to like try to debunk. And like the reason I smile on stage is because I know I'm completely crushing people's perceptions of not only what a violin can do or what music could possibly sound like, but also of what a black man is capable of.